I'm David Feldman. I'm the director of the Pears Institute for the Study of Antisemitism. I'm here at Birkbeck. And I'm delighted to see all of you here this morning and later through the next 2 days, those of you who can stay, to talk about Muslims and Jews, citizenship, identity and prejudice in Europe, the US and Israel. And I thought I would just sort of start just with a few words about why we are here, though not in a theological sense. And in the announcement that I sent round and to which you responded, I highlighted three themes or three questions. One concerning the ways in which Jews and Muslims respond to a multicultural society and multiculturalism in Britain. Secondly, the ways in which anti-Semitism and Islamophobia impact on Jews and Muslims in Britain today. And thirdly, what relationship, if any, is there between those two issues and the ways in which the politics of Israel and Palestine are enacted in Britain and Europe today? Now, these might or might not appear to be a naturally coherent set of questions. But I think what's important to say is that for some people, they clearly are. And let me give one example of this. A book by the by Robin Shepherd, A State Beyond the Pale, Europe's Problem with Israel, which was published a couple of years ago. Shepherd was a Times journalist. He worked for the Chatham House think tank and now is the Director of International Affairs at the Henry Jackson Society. And Shepherd's argument, and I give him as an example of an argument which is more widely current, both in Britain, in Israel, and in Europe, among many of Israel's supporters, goes as follows. That much of the problem that Europe has with Israel lies not with Israel, with its activities, with the occupation, with the grievances of Palestinians and Palestinian claims, but with Europe itself. Europe, it's argued, suffers from a post-Christian identity crisis. This is an argument also given, for example, by the American intellectual and think tank wonk, Francis Fukuyama. Europe is suffering from civilizational exhaustion. It lacks pride in its achievements, in its heritage, and the result is apathy and exhaustion. This makes Europeans disinclined to defend the democratic ideals expressed by the State of Israel, the argument goes. At the same time, there is a growing Muslim presence in Europe, which exerts pressure on European politicians to support Palestinian claims and to oppose the policies of the State of Israel. This is where the politics of multiculturalism is said to come in. And on top of that, Shepherd's points and others such point to an alliance between European left and European left intellectuals and Islamism, not least in opposition to the war in Iraq. And then this carries over into opposition to the policies or indeed, in some cases, the existence of the State of Israel. So that's the argument, and I confess, my response is one of skepticism, to put it mildly. But I think it is a useful argument in the sense that it brings together a number of themes, and if we address these themes as questions, I think it can be it can be useful, not only because it means we can evaluate the argument itself, but also because we can examine the relationship between the terms of the argument. What is the relationship between the rise of ethnic and cultural diversity in Europe and the politics of Israel and Palestine as it is enacted in Europe? What and how do both connect to experiences of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia? These questions came into focus in conversations I had initially with colleagues at the University of Haifa, especially with Professor Arya Kochavi, who I'm very pleased is here today, and they're questions which have been developed with colleagues and partners in New York, in Berlin, and in Paris. And this is the first of a series of workshops which will try to develop these questions in those different locations. So the focus over the next couple of days is on these questions in the British context, and then there will be further sessions in Paris, in Berlin, in New York, and in Haifa. Today, as I say, we're concerned with the UK, and specifically today, the discussions take an academic focus, addressing these questions from a different disciplinary perspectives. Tomorrow, there'll be a shift of focus to giving space to advocates and activists of different sorts. But the key point about tomorrow's program is not so much to give a platform to different activists and advocates to put forward their claims, although I'm sure they will do so, but rather I've encouraged them to reflect upon the political, social, and cultural conditions in which they pursue their chosen cause. And that, I hope, will help tell us something about the conditions of politics and culture in Britain today in relation to the questions that I set out before. So that's all I have to say, really, in terms of a sort of introduction to be excessively grand, the intellectual programme for the next couple of days. There are a couple of organisational points I'd like to mention before we move on. One is that, unfortunately, Didi Herman has been struck down with illness and has had to withdraw and can't be here today. Malaya Malik has also been struck down with illness. You can see the evidence, but has very bravely come. I suspect, had Didi not withdrawn, she might have taken the option of doing so, doing so herself. So I'm especially grateful to Malaya for making this great effort. One of my colleagues, Dr. Becky Taylor, who was going to chair the last session today has also been struck down. Maybe divine intervention, who knows? But I'm extremely grateful to Adam Sutcliffe of a King's College in London, who has agreed at very short notice to chair the last session today.